This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Katy Perry and the Catholic Church made headlines in 2015 when she purchased the convent from the LA Archdiocese for $14.5 million. The nuns who'd long lived there had already sold the sanctuary to restaurateur Dana Hollister the previous year. The nuns lost the lawsuit, and now Sister Rita Callahan, 81, says that Katy has blood on her hands. Sinner. Bradley Cooper went out with the guys after splitting from Irina Shayk. After 4 years as a couple, Bradley stepped out with friends for some laughs at Sunset Tower Bar in LA. Irina, meanwhile, was busy traveling in Iceland with reps from the Italian fashion brand Falconeri, whom she later thanked for a beautiful trip. Yep, looks like they've moved on. Hey Bradley, Gaga's available! Dark Phoenix was not the X-Men movie that moviegoers were looking forward to. Critics gave it a 22% Rotten Tomatoes score, while audiences weighed in with a B- on CinemaScore, the lowest ever for the franchise. The $33 million it made in the U.S. was the lowest debut ever for the Mutant series. Dark Phoenix was number one around the world, but it sure was a stinker here. Comedian Kevin Hart is being sued by a woman who claims she was violently struck by a member of the star's security detail. Carmen Marrero is suing Hart along with his company Heartbeat Productions and an unknown security guard. Marrero accuses Hart's security of assault and battery and claims he violently contacted her as she walked by Kevin. Maybe she just didn't see the little guy. HBO's hit series Big Little Lies is back with season 2, and you can ditch any concerns about a sophomore slump. In fact, critics have praised the second season as on being par with its award-winning predecessor. And the addition of Meryl Streep, who plays the mother of Nicole's character's late abusive husband, has the entire cast a little giddy. Of course they're giddy! She's Meryl effing Streep! Britney Spears is accusing the paparazzi of being involved in a conspiracy to alter pictures and make her look heavier than she actually is. The pop star took to Instagram after a day at the beach with her boyfriend Sam Asghari. She said, quote, "Are the paparazzi pictures fake? And is the news really real? Well, they're more real than you're singing, Britney. Sheesh." Keanu Reeves got some love in LA. The John Wick star was speaking to a crowd at the E3 video game conference when YouTuber Peter Sark yelled, "You're breathtaking." And Reeves responded saying, "You're breathtaking. You're all breathtaking," pointing to the audience. Sark, for his trouble, received a collector's edition of Cyberpunk 2077, a game that features Reeves. Excellent. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are officially married. Pratt and Schwarzenegger tied the knot with a ceremony at the San Ysidro Ranch in Montecito, California. This marks Pratt's second marriage and Schwarzenegger's first. The Jurassic World star split from his ex-wife, actress Anna Faris, in 2017 after 8 years of marriage. Meanwhile, Anna Faris said, "Congrats!" A-wipes. Rihanna confessed for the first time publicly that she's in love with her billionaire boyfriend, Hassan Jameel. Yep. She also teased that she's more than ready to start a family, saying that she wants to be a mother more than anything in life. The couple were first linked in June of 2017 when paparazzi snapped pics of them kissing in Spain. Yep, those darn tapas will do that. Rapper Lil Nas X may have been deemed not country enough by Billboard, but he got plenty of support from country music fans and artists when he made his debut CMA Fest performance in Nashville. The 20-year-old rapper came out in a sparkly orange denim suit and white cowboy hat and boots with Billy Ray Cyrus on guitar and Keith Urban on banjo. Charlie Pride's Ghost said, "I approve." Justin Bieber challenged actor Tom Cruise to a fight. The cray-cray Canadian said, quote, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who's willing to put on the fight, at Dana White?" The Mission Impossible star has not commented on the challenge. Bieber is 25, Cruise is 56, but Tom will still probably kick his ass. After 3 hours under the needle, Usher is the proud new owner of a massive head and neck tattoo. LA-based tattoo artist Dylan Forte explained that the geometric design, which begins near the back of the singer's head and extends down over the back of his neck and ends between his shoulder blades, represents an ancient travel map of sorts. Post Malone said, "Oh, wow." Oscar winner Cuba Gooding Jr. is being investigated by New York police for allegedly groping a woman's breast in a bar. A 30-year-old woman told police that a highly intoxicated Gooding, 51, grabbed her breast while they were drinking at a hotel bar. Prior to the Me Too movement, Gooding was criticized for his hard partying and his behavior towards women. What a boob! Gwyneth Paltrow has taken a unique approach to married life with new husband Brad Falchuk. Yeah. Falchuk, a TV producer known for American Horror Story, has his own house near Paltrow's, where he sleeps 3 nights a week. The other 4 nights, he stays at her place. Sometimes her ex, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, tags along too. I'm feeling nauseous. The Trash Bin. America's Got Talent Season 2 winner ventriloquist Terry Fator is firing back at his mother's lawsuit against him, saying she's only looking to shake him down for money. Terry is asking a judge to throw out his mom's $1.4 million lawsuit and his mother not be awarded a dime. Hey, thanks, Mom! Meanwhile, Terry's dummy said, "For a change, I have no comment."
The news wrap-up.
Facebook will once again pay users to install an app that tracks their app usage. Amazon beat Apple and Google to become the world's most valuable brand. Apple's iTunes is dying, but don't worry, your music and iTunes gift cards will live on. Elon Musk says Tesla has designed a submarine car like the one in The Spy Who Loved Me. I want one of those.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Men in Black International is the biggest film at the box office.
The number one album.
Happiness Begins by the Jonas Brothers is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Of course, it is still Minecraft.
The number one book.
For the third straight week, it's Unfreedom of the Press by Mark R. Levin.
Rapper and former pole vaulter Cardi B went on an Instagram rant about her recent liposuction surgery. We reported here recently that she had her breasts enlarged, and now, after her new surgery, she's been having some serious side effects, and she's not a happy camper. "Look how swollen my feet get every time I fly," Cardi wrote. "My stomach gets even more puffy." She's had to cancel all of her appearances in May, and that's continued in June. Meanwhile, she's losing millions of dollars. Well, with all this drama, she's released a brand new song. Here's Cardi B with the song of the week, Press.
They back to the press. They know how I'm coming, we're coming to flesh. Who the fuck she gonna check? She be talking that shit, talking out of her neck. Put blood on her dress. Be mad when they see Cardi step in the spot. Said that you bought it, we know that you're not. I'ma pull up on pull-ups as soon as I drop. Bought a new car and I'm like a big yacht. Bitch, it's in my business, they tryna plot. Poppin' shit like they hot, but they not. Just spread at the wrist, the panic, the watch. Reflex and we know what you got. Cardi the heck at the game in a knot. Look at your n***a, I got him on lock. Just go bang, bang like I'm chopping them chops. VVS chain, I'm in love with the rocks. You say you gon' take it, you got me chopped. They throwin' shit cause they see me on top. To that super love, I'ma send you the drop. Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who? Pop up, guess who? Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who? Pop up, guess who?
That was Cardi B with the song of the week, Press. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.